T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Let's talk a little sports. The one thing that I did today, I will tell you this, that I like to wager just a little bit on the old sports. I've got some money coming from Albert hitting 700 home runs. If he hits one more, we do even better. But my friend noticed, my friend Rick, who is from here in St. Louis, noticed that he was plus 550 to hit a home run tonight. Now, he's in the lineup. Let me explain what that means. If you put $100 down, you win $550 if Albert hits a home run. So I told Rick, I said, we got to do 50 each. So we got 50 each, $100 on Albert hitting one tonight. If he hits one tonight, that'll be a pretty good payday for the host, Sue, because I get 701 plus and one for tonight. Now, mind you, I will bet enough on football to lose all
of
that
it.
Money.
That's a good weekend. Point. That's a solid point.
Because the casinos taketh and the, giveth
Mark
away.
Mark Reardon betteth away.
Right, exactly. All right, let's welcome to the studio here Ed Wheatley, who has been on the show before. It's been a little while. He is the award-winning book and author, author and film producer. Ed, as you get welcomed in here to the show, let's talk about some of these. I remember talking about the St. Louis Browns, the story of a beloved team. You've done a bunch of different movies. You did Baseball in St. Louis. How are you? Welcome back to the studio.
Glad to be back. Glad to talk baseball, all sports now.
Well, this is called St. Louis Sports Teams Memories, Forgotten Teams and Moments from America's Best Sports Town. I don't think Sue was in the other studio and she heard this, but this is a good one for a trivia question. Let's start with this. The first female owner of a football team in St. Louis was whom?
It wasn't Georgia. That'd be too. Who
I know,
was it?
Right?
Everybody
thinks Georgia, but it wasn't Georgia.
It can't be just because you wouldn't have asked me that question.
Exactly.
Well, but she was, St. Louis had the first woman owner of a Major League Baseball team, and ironically, we had the first woman who owned a national football team. She'd also won a national championship, and it was Violet Bidwell, who had inherited the team from her husband when he died in 1947 up in Chicago when they were Chicago Cardinals. She got in a little row with the folks in Chicago and the NFL, and she was threatening to move her team first to Baltimore. And then she put a little legal action pressure and what have you. And then they found out the AFL was going to come to AFL was coming to St. Louis, so they let her move here. So it's ironic. I mean, that's the beauty of the diversity of the people, the stories, the athletes.
Wow.
But it's the diversity of the different sports, and it really tells you, this case that find a city here in America that has this diversity and this depth. I mean, we were the world, capital of bowling.
Oh,
of
that's
wrestling,
right. That is
the North American soccer. Today, we're the chess world capital.
Where's the bowling museum now?
It's in Dallas. They moved it out when
because it was right by the old Busch Stadium,
it
right?
It was a part of the Cardinal Hall of Fame just across the street. And the Cardinals made a very good overture for them to stay here, to be a part of Ballpark Village. They needed that little triangle where they were like a triangle building. And it was a great building, but they wanted their own brand. They wanted their own identity. They didn't want to be in the shadows of the Cardinals in baseball. And they consolidated this complex on bowling in Dallas.
Hey, let's talk, Ed, about, because we can talk about some of the big sports and stuff. Everybody knows that. But Sue and I have been pretty big tennis fans, especially me recently. And I remember in the 80s, tennis was huge here in St. Louis.
The Aces and everybody. But, I mean, tennis has this tremendous history. I mean, some of the most fun chapters. There's a chapter called "He Really Was Good, Guys and Gals."
Ted Drew.
Right? He was a tennis phenom. And he actually would winter in Florida when playing tennis, And that's how he learned about the frozen custard business, and he brought it back from his days in going to Florida in the winters, and that's what he built it.
That's awesome. He's so nice.
Or we had from Richmond to Richmond Heights. Arthur Ashe could not play against whites or indoors in Richmond, Virginia, his hometown where he was a phenom. So he came to St. Louis to be coached by Richard Hunlin, who lived in Richmond Heights. That chapter is from Richmond to Richmond Heights. You can go over there on Lafayette out there in Richmond Heights. There's the house Richard Hunlin had with the tennis court where Arthur Ashe, but it was really the armory. That's where all the greats, Bill, you know, Jimmy Connors, all these people.
The armory.
Yeah, and we had the golden girls of tennis in the 1960s, the three of them.
Who are the golden girls?
Marianne Issel, Justina Brixa, and Carol Allkamp.
Wow.
And we had... And they all, you know, were I go to their houses to talk to them, and you go on their dining room table, there's their medals from Wimbledon or the French Open, Australia Open.
Oh, that's so cool.
And the stories of how... And Carol Allkamp, she and Arthur Ashe were the first integrated mixed doubles at Wimbledon. So there's, I mean, it's just...
That's fascinating.
Story after story. Wow.
We had basketball, too, right? Oh, professional basketball. What years were that? When was that?
Well, it starts as like, you know, there were four NFL teams in St. Louis. People only know two.
Four?
Yes. There were four Major League Baseball teams in St. Louis. Before going to the basketball, the Hawks were here, you know, from the 50s. They went left in 67. But they weren't the first NBA team. It was the Bombers. And just like the Blues were not the first NHL team in St. Louis. It's all these lost stories that I tried to bring back.
Who was the first NHL team?
The Eagles. The Ottawa Senators folded, and they moved them to St. Louis. They took the name Eagles after the branding of Bush beer, Budweiser. They love that eagle that we see on Highway 40. That was their jersey. And they came here. They didn't last long because... They kept them in the division, basically the Canadians. So they were always playing up in Montreal,
didn't they go
Toronto,
back to Ottawa?
Boston.
That's crazy.
Over time, they did.
Yeah.
When they resurrected about, 10 years, 15 years ago, we do have the Ottawa Senators back. But they, original Ottawa Senators folded. They moved the team to St. Louis.
That's
they became the St. Louis Eagles.
Ed Wheatley is our guest. St. Louis Sports Memories, the name of the new book. Here's one that I don't know the answer to, but let's find out. With a roster comprised totally by St. Louisans, a local college stunned the sports world and won a national basketball title.
Yeah. St. Louis University, 1948. The NIT was the big dance all those times. Television has made the NCAA. It was always the NIT. And the St. Louis University team, led by Ed McCauley, beat as David. They were David to New York's team in was Goliath. They're in Madison Square Garden in 1948. They won the national championship with the NIT. And every single player on that team was from St. Louis.
Wow.
It blows your mind. I mean, Ed McCauley, going into the second half, he had more points himself than the other team had.
Holy cow.
I mean, it's just – and then Ed McCauley, you know, he became a part of the Hawks, part of the Bombers, and one of the greatest basketball players here. But he wasn't the greatest.
The greatest was?
Bob Pettit. And we could have had maybe the greatest, Bill Russell, with Bob Pettit because the Hawks drafted Russell. But then this long story – he got traded to Boston.
Oh my gosh!
What would have that done if Pettit, who still holds many of the records in the NBA, he and Russell had been together?
Oh wow, that would have been cool.
Ed, let's talk a little because I am a huge fan of golf. There's a lot of great golf history here in St. Louis. What jumps out as some fun facts there?
Well, you know, in all these sports that we do, it's one right after the other. How did they evolve and how did they come to St. Louis? And what really drove golf in St. Louis was all the blue bloods going back east to college and playing the game. So when they graduate and come home, you got to have nice golf courses that they're used to.
That's a good
and
point.
And that was the evolution of these big country clubs. And I talk about all the different country clubs and how they evolved. And then what was interesting is as we got into the individuals, we got into tournaments in 47 and 48 when the PGA and the Open started coming to St. Louis. And if you remember back in 2018 when we had Koepka and Woods, and they're down to the last day, the last holes. There were many stories like that going back to the big names of Sam Snead and Gary Player.
Awesome.
And it's full of how they participated and won all these, you know, with the playoffs, you know, sudden deaths. It's really, people forgot about all those, you know, and it's really reminiscent of what happened in 2018.
Ed, how did you remember to look it all up?
You know,
this
some
is what you
I
do?
Already knew, but I love research.
Uh-huh.
And, you know,
wow.
I love digging up these, I call them wow moments, because as you read through this and as I was writing, I was like, wow, you know, which Hollywood legend was a regular here in St. Louis racing his car out in Wentzville?
A couple other things that I wanted to mention in the book was, wait, who's that?
Paul Newman.
Okay, that's
Get
awesome.
Ow, that's awesome.
You have a couple of golf stories. One, what happened on September 11th, right? There was a big championship.
Oh, yeah, the day it stopped, yes.
Yeah, and Tiger Woods was here.
Yes, that's the whole day. You know, they had this big event out there at Belle Reve, and, you know, all the players were coming out, you know, getting ready for taking their practice shots. And how I go into how the word started spreading from hole to hole
what
as 9-1,
yeah.
9-11 was happening.
Oh, my God.
And they just tanked the tournament then?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Wow.
And, you know, and they not only did they tank the tournament, as you said, there were no flights home because, remember, the air
shut down, right.
Was all down. And Tiger had to drive 17 miles back to Florida.
17 hours.
17 hours.
Whoa.
The other one, I'm glad that you mentioned Ellen Port in here. Mm-hmm. Ellen Port is someone who was a guest on the show. She is this amazing amateur golfer
still
really good
still
at what she does,
very,
right?
Very, very, very good, yes. It's you. That's why I said, as you go through this diversity of these people, this diversity of the sports, pick a sport. You know, and how?
Yeah, well, we haven't even scratched the surface here, Ed, and I have to unfortunately move on. St. Louis sports memories, forgotten teams, moments from America's best sports town would make a fine stocking stuffer. Yeah. This
are you kidding
season.
Me? For sure.
Where can you get the book?
You can get it everywhere. Books are sold, mortar, or online. You can get it from my own website at Wheatley Book and Films, or you can get it from Reedy Press, our publisher.
Did I see that at Schnucks?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes, it is. I mean, we were the top. My wrestling at the Chase book was the top seller at Schnucks, and now this one's going to replace it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's all.
Well, congratulations on the book.
Thank
Keep
you.
Us posted. Thank you, Ed, for coming back in the studio, and thank all you right. for autographing my copy of the book, which
thank
prevents
you.
Me from selling it on eBay, too.
Well,
so we appreciate that. We'll see you.
See
Take
you, buddy.
Care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.